Corinne LaRue for FFA Today. I have Hannah York, the National Proficiency Winner for Agriculture Sales and Entrepreneurship. Hannah, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm from Western Kentucky, and I'm a senior there. I'm also a varsity cheerleader, a mentor on the school-wide achievement team, and I'm currently serving my chapter as FFA president.
All right, and tell me about your SAE.
My SAE consists of ownership of a small business where I do seasonal decorations for homes and businesses in my hometown and three surrounding communities. These displays consist of mums, cornstalk bundles, straw, pumpkins, gourds, and other decorative winter squash.
And any challenges that you've faced or overcome with your SAE?
Probably I've overcome time management was the biggest one. Being a cheerleader, it's kind of hard to do all these with practice and games all the time and competitions. But after writing down schedules and getting used to it, this will be my fourth year. I've known what I need to do first and what to put second.
All right. And any advice to FFA members aspiring to be where you are today?
I would say take your time and enjoy it. It goes by really fast. It seems like yesterday I was a freshman starting this, but here I am as a senior about to graduate.
And how do you feel about your award that you've won today?
Probably all emotions. I'm probably about to start crying right now. I'm really happy, just ecstatic. It's crazy to think that I'm a national winner.
Yeah, and it's amazing that you've come this far. I mean, there's so many FFA members, and you're your nation's winner. I mean, how do you feel about that kind of emotion?
It's crazy to think about. They said yesterday in one of my orientations that the national finalists, just the finalists, not the winners, were like 0.00029% of the FFA members of the nation. And that's such a small number, and it's crazy, crazy to think about. And I'm so happy that it was me.
And any influences or role models that you've had?
My father. He's also my ag teacher. He's helped me every single year, and I can't thank him enough. He actually hugged me and started crying before this.
And what does the future look like for you?
I plan to go to college. I'm not exactly sure where. I want to be an ag teacher or own my own plant nursery. Either one of those, but both are full-time jobs, and I can't do both.
All right, anything else that you'd like to say?
Thank you all.
All right, once again, that's Hannah York for FFA Today. I'm Corinne LaRue.